Effectiveness of three age estimation methods based on dental and skeletal development in a sample of young Brazilians. The estimation of a patient's age is an important problem for orthodontists, as often skeletal and dental age do not correlate well with chronologic age. In the introduction to this study, the authors discuss the need for accurate age determination for other reasons, including in incidences of violence or immigration or forensic age determination in the case of disasters. They cite some studies that have shown that dental and skeletal development occur in parallel at some points in time, and that these methods can be used to accurately determine the age of a subject. They state that combinations of methods are generally better than a method that relies on only one parameter. The aim of this study is to test three validated age estimation methods on a sample of Brazilian children. These methods had not been used in this population before. This was a retrospective study of 126 female and 108 male subjects using panoramic and hand wrist radiographs. A total of 468 radiographs were evaluated. The average chronologic age of the subjects was 11.27 years, but to be included, all of the subjects had to be less than 14 years old at the time of the radiographs. The subjects were divided into five groups based on chronologic age. To perform the analysis, the authors used the method originally proposed by Camerari et al. In 2006. This analysis examines the teeth from central incisor to second molar, excluding deciduous teeth. Hand bones and the radius and ulna were also analyzed. The tooth and hand wrist data were fed into a formula that calculated the likely chronologic age from the data. After the data were collected and analyzed, the authors found that dental evaluation alone and dental evaluation combined with skeletal analysis both found age estimates that were not statistically different from the true chronologic age. However, age estimations that relied on skeletal data only were less accurate, with greater errors evident across a wide range of the measurements. Dental age estimates were generally very accurate except for the oldest of the five age subgroups. In the combination of skeletal and dental measurements, there were statistically significant differences between chronologic and estimated age for a number of subgroups. The youngest age subgroup had very good agreement between chronologic and estimated age. A sex difference was found, with dental age estimations being better in females than in males. An interesting finding in this study was that dental development was a better age predictor than skeletal development. One of the possible reasons for this finding was that the sample population of Brazilian children was different than the population that the age estimation formula was based on, which was a sample of Italian children. The authors suggest that environmental factors affecting skeletal development that are different between these two populations might explain some of the differences, but it also suggests that growth estimation formulae might need to be derived differently for different populations. Another interesting finding was that as patients age, it becomes harder to accurately estimate their age. The authors state that this finding was consistent with other previously published studies and suggests that as patients age, there is less data available for meaningful comparisons. But the mix of results in some of the data also suggest that these age estimation formulae don't accurately account for individual variations. Hand wrist age estimations are generally considered to be good in determining how much skeletal growth patients might have, but the results of this study suggest that the hand wrist by itself is not a good estimator of age and should be combined with dental development for a more complete picture of actual age.